In Wisconsin, the number of emergency room visits for non-traumatic dental complaints increased 20% from 2006 to 2010. 44-year-old Joe Seals of Madison was recently in the ER. He had a filling fallout. The pain was so bad, he avoided chewing on one side of his mouth for a whole year.
Yeah, I've been eating on side ever since last year. Nothing can get in this. Soon as something get in it, it drives me nuts.
Seals says he was prescribed penicillin and pain pills in the ER, then was referred to a free clinic, the Madison Dental Initiative, for follow-up. Executive Director Aaron Warren says the ER is often used by the homeless and other low-income people who don't have a dentist.
They go to the ER. It's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, easy-access place. They have to see you. When you walk into the ER, the doctor has to see you.
It's not just urban hospitals that are seeing dental patients in the ER. The situation is just as bad or worse in rural areas where dentists are more scarce. Greg Nitsch runs the Family Health Center of Marshfield. It's a federally funded clinic for the poor.
We've had people come to us that have been to an ER 3 or 4 times. They're getting medicated and so forth, but they're not getting their fundamental disease taken care of.
Most of those going to the ER for non-traumatic dental problems are relatively young. Data from the Department of Health Services indicates those between the ages of 18 and 44 go most often. Paul Levine is a dentist in southeast Wisconsin. He's president of the Wisconsin Dental Association.
It's younger people. Older individuals generally have their dental home established. Younger people, that age group seems to think they're infallible and won't have any problems.
Even young children with baby teeth can have severe tooth problems. Dentists and pediatricians now recommend kids see a dentist at age 1 instead of 3. Cliff Hartman is a professor of pediatric dentistry at Marquette University.
There's a very aggressive type of decay that's called early childhood caries. I take 3 children a week to the operating room at age 3 to do root canals and crowns and all nature of things because of this disease.
Wisconsin lags behind other states for the number of kids on Medicaid getting dental treatment. A report by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services shows only 11% of BadgerCare recipients received treatment in 2013. Nitsch from the Family Health Center of Marshfield has worked with the state to improve care.
And, you know, being someone who's very proud of our state, that kind of creates a cognitive dissonance. You know, we're better than that. So my colleagues and I around the state are doing our best to try to help.
Wisconsin is better at prevention than treatment. Still, reports show only 1 in 4 children on BadgerCare got decay prevention services like tooth sealants or fluoride mouth rinse. Yet Nitsch is optimistic.
All states are improving. Our relative position for children, at least within our state, is probably still in the worst part of the distribution, but that does not mean that we haven't been improving.
Nitsch's community clinic tries to keep dental patients of all ages out of the ER, but there's so much of what he calls rescue work, it can be hard to focus on prevention. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.